Hi, this is Miguel from the acclaimed sketch comedy troupe, Tony Ho. We're back for a brand new season.
Tell them the name. You have to tell them the name of the season.
I was just about to tell them that.
We only have 30 seconds.
I know. The name of the new season is Old Young People.
And tell them about the other podcast, too. And it's chock full of
all. Yeah, I'm going to tell them about the other podcast.
Old Young People.
There's a bonus podcast.
Tony Ho podcast, too, with celebrity guests.
It's called Tony Ho.
Called Help Tony Ho.
We're out of time.
Tony Ho Season 3, available now on CBC Listen and everywhere you get your podcasts.
This is a CBC podcast.
Inflation in Canada is too high.
That's just inflation.
I just swallowed a bee. Man, he went right down the hatch.
The face of the President's Choice brand is President No More. Because news.
With Gavin Crawford.
Welcome to Because News, Canada's funniest news quiz. CBC reported this week that Trudeau's vacation to Jamaica cost taxpayers $160,000. If you ask me, the fact that he spent that much on a Jamaican vacation and none of it went towards getting cornrows is pretty much a miracle.
dear me, that was funny, eh?
Over the next 30 minutes, we'll be making games out of the news. Let's welcome this week's panel. He won't cross a picket line. In fact, that's pretty much the only line he won't cross. It's the very controversial Eric Peterson.
Yes, yes. Thank you.
And like a SpaceX rocket, she is about to go off. Stick around for the rapid disassembling of Jan Caruana.
Don't get too close. She's gonna.
And finally, in honor of the 70th anniversary of the first James Bond novel, please welcome Dr. No Right Answers. It's Craig Lauzon.
Oh, thanks for having me back. Yeah, good morning. Canada, it's your uncle.
Dr. No Right Answers.
All right, panel, are you ready?
Yes,
I guess.
Then let's do this.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Panel, an all-new season of the MTV classic Beavis and Butthead just dropped on Paramount Plus this week, but it seems the classic duo were making headlines elsewhere as well. Have a listen to this news clue and be ready to quiz.
Butthead. CBC sucks.
Yeah, CBC sucks hard. We should call it, like, government news.
Yeah, news from the government.
Yeah, like, let's say 70% government-funded news.
wait, but it put 69. 69. Cool.
Yeah, we rule.
69.
That's always my favorite part of the show.
Battle, there's your classic 90s news clue. For the point, can you tell me which two newsmakers were playing the roles of Beavis and Butthead this week?
Well, according to my Twitter feed, it was Theo Fleury and Jamie Salley.
Good guess. No.
Peter Mansbridge and Ian Hanna-Mansey.
I thought it was Danielle Smith and Scott Moe.
All fair guesses. Does anyone know for real which two people it was?
Should we say it all together?
Let Craig say it. Maybe
no,
get a
you
point.
Say it. Ladies first.
Let him get some points.
Craig?
All right. It was PP and Elon Musk.
You are correct for the point. Pierre Poilievre and Elon Musk.
How does he do it? He knows everything that goes on in the country.
The National Post headline reads, Poilievre asks Elon Musk to label CBC government-funded media on Twitter. This is something the CEO had already done to the BBC and NPR. Twitter's policy says this label applies to news outlets that may have varying degrees of government involvement over editorial content. CBC took umbrage with that label. How did they respond?
Monstrous! This is outrageous! How dare you insinuate that we are government-funded! We are only 70% government-funded! It's time we took a pause. We'll take a pause. You go and sit in your Tesla and think about what you have just said. I think that was the reaction.
That's exactly how I imagine CBC sounds.
You are correct for the point. They said the label is deceptive and untrue, and that its journalists are independent. Its editorial independence is enshrined in the law. As a matter of fact, the CBC is partially publicly funded, with the rest coming from advertising, they said. So Elon Musk decided to change it yet again. Or as one headline put it, Elon Musk changes CBC's Twitter label the way a 13-year-old child would. What 13-year-old way did Musk ultimately end up labeling CBC's Twitter?
So CBC stands for Cootie Booby Caca.
He changed CBC's Twitter label to 69% government-funded.
Nice. Very clever.
Elon Musk is the world's richest man. After Elon changed it to 69, Pierre Polyev tweeted a response. What did he tweet?
I think he tweeted, "Elon, that was so fetch."
He said, "There, now everyone is happy."
Oh.
But not everyone was happy. Prime Minister Trudeau lambasted the opposition leader over the issue. Any idea what he said?
He said something about, he had to go and hide behind a big, American millionaire.
That is close to correct. Here's what Trudeau said.
The fact that he has to run to American billionaires for support to attack Canadians says a lot about Mr. Polyev and his values.
I feel like Trudeau was kind of eating this week. Like, feel like he kind of like rolled up his sleeves a bit on it, and then like that kid who was telling him that he didn't believe in abortion, and then the kid was taping what Trudeau was saying, and then halfway through Trudeau's kind of lambasting this kid, the kid just kind of like very subtly like stopped recording.
You can always out debate a teenager, that guy.
Well, it's true, some skills. Do you feel like these are just like juvenile games that they're playing? Is there something more serious going on?
It's kind of rich coming from the conservatives and Polyev about, Chinese interference in this country, when he'll turn to, and calling that foreign interference, for example. This is just one example of it. But we have all this American, I'm going to go to an American to influence what happens here. So there's that kind of standard.
And then, Polyev is saying that CBC is fake news and a government-funded thing, but then he cited a CBC story about Trudeau's vacation. He's like, "Is it true, Mr. Trudeau? Did you spend $100 whatever?" So it's they're playing both ends against each other.
After the change to CBC's Twitter account, Polyev tweeted, "Breaking: CBC officially exposed." Exposed. I think personally, it's a very big relief to finally be exposed. So I think the only thing we can do now is be the show that Elon and Pierre say that we are. So, panel, please throw off your masks and get ready to play New State Sponsored News Quiz. Oh, hello everyone on panel. I am Gorky Krofanov, and this is number one Canada Factual News Quiz. Brought to you by glorious Liberal government. Cheers for them!
All hail Trudeau!
All right, panel, big number one, big question. Who is number one smartest person in country of Canada?
Beloved leader Justin Trudeau!
Jan Carwan for the point. It is glorious leader Justin Trudeau. And now for good financial news, panel. Canada's inflation rate cools to 4.3% for a point. What is reason? Inflation is at lowest level since 2021. Eric?
Please don't send me away. I don't think.
Craig?
Because of Supreme Leader Justin Trudeau.
Incorrect. It is because wonderful finance policies of super great Chrystia Freeland.
Oh, yeah.
Trudeau number two. Also in news this week, major capitalist has resigned from job. Name person who is responsible for inflation, who has done the right thing and finally resigned.
Galen Weston.
You're correct for point, Eric Peterson. It is Canadian oligarch Galen Weston, man behind West Inflation. He will step down as CEO of Loblaws and being face of greed. OK,
Okay, that's it for this is Canada's number one factual news quiz. Remember, more taxes are good and everyone should be gay or face consequences. Join us again or you will be deported to Alberta to work on Glorious Windfarm.
There's good news, there's bad news, and there's because news.
Because news.
With Gavin Crawford.
I'm Gavin Crawford. This is Because News with Craig Lauzon, Jan Caruana, and Eric Peterson. You can watch videos of today's show on TikTok, Instagram, or Twitter. Wait, not Twitter anymore. Panel, it's time for music news. This week, a new song garnered millions of streams in just 48 hours. Have a listen to this track called Heart on My Sleeve. I came out with my ex like Celine, not a flex. Bumping Justin Bieber, but a fever and lunch. Sticking my lab over a drive. First question, and I'm looking for genuine guesses here. Who is that unlikely duo?
Is it DJ Air Fryer? Because those rhymes are crisp.
It is not DJ Air Fryer.
Not DJ Air Fryer?
No way.
It kind of sounds a bit like Drake.
Yeah, I was going to say Drake.
Yeah, Drake is one of them. It's meant to be Drake and The Weeknd, a collab between Drake and The Weeknd. Can you tell me, for a point, what is so unique about this particular Drake-Weeknd collab?
It was like Sheryl Crow and Kid Rock. They did that song, but they never met. They did their parts individually.
Ooh, you're in the ballpark.
Ah, they did meet. When they did it.
Now you're out of the ballpark.
Ah.
Eric, any idea what was so unique about that collab?
I do have an idea because I've researched this.
Oh.
Nobody sang that song. Nobody sang it.
You are correct for the point.
How's that, eh? How's that?
Yes.
AI meets AI. That is, artificial intelligence meets aged idiocy.
Yes, that is true. That is not Drake, nor is it The Weeknd. The headline from Mashable reads, "This fake song from Drake and The Weeknd is AI-generated and scary good."
It is good.
Is it?
People liked it. It got streamed a lot. The song lyrics were also generated by AI and use a lot of generic Drake-isms and Weeknd-isms. There seems to be a strange focus on one particular celebrity who is brought up in every verse and every chorus of the AI song. Who is that?
Well, that I know because I heard it. It was Kevin Hart on my sleeve. Kevin Hart.
I think they said Selena at one point.
You are correct. Selena Gomez.
Oh.
Mentioned Selena Gomez a lot. Yes, even AI wants Selena and The Weeknd to get back together. Within 48 hours, the song racked up millions of streams on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube before being pulled. For the point, why did Universal Music say it had the song pulled from streaming services?
Is it because the computer was accused of DMing underage girls?
Oh my goodness. That is so clever.
They said they have an ethical responsibility to prevent harm to artists.
Oh.
Universal said that AI songs are making it harder for listeners to discern between AI and the real thing. Mm. However, there is one song out there by fake Eminem that really doesn't match his style. Can you guess what fake Eminem is rapping about that kind of gives the game away?
Is it the fleeting beauty of lilac season? Is it like, the trees have bloomed, scent heavy. My nose is doomed, the blossom has fallen already. Mom's spaghetti can't hold a candle if you don't smell them now, you're bound to miss them.
I wish it was that.
I think that was AI.
Here is fake Eminem rapping about cats.
Cats, 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 always on the prowl. They're sneaky and sly with their eyes on the goal. They're the kings of the house, they rule with a purr. Eminem loves cats, can't you tell from this verse? Meow, 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 meow. They're the kings of the house.
And why wouldn't that be Eminem?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe he's getting older. He may have mellowed.
Cats. I like that. Meow, meow, meow.
Yeah, my favorite lyric was meow, meow, meow.
Yeah.
Because it makes me feel like maybe we don't have so much to worry about with AI.
Yeah. Do you feel like there's an ethics problem with AI-created music?
I mean, if we're going to talk about an ethical question, we have to talk about the ethics entirely of AI, artificial intelligence, in all walks of our lives.
I mean, do we?
Yes. In fact, we won't need an audience after tonight. You'll just be replaced
by... Well, the nice thing is, because you've had a very long career in television and
super
radio,
long.
And you've been on...
Wait a minute, it's not over yet.
No.
Come on.
But what I'm saying
is... This is an obituary.
It's just something that we realized this afternoon when we were prepping this round, is that we actually have enough tape that we can probably just AI you, and then you can just...
My powerful union, the Actors Union, will come after you, and you will be put through the seven depths of hell.
Because we started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here.
Because news, Canada's news quiz.
Started from the bottom, now we're here.
Hello, I'm Jess Milton. For 15 years, I produced The Vinyl Cafe with the late, great Stuart McLean. Every week, more than 2 million people tuned in to hear funny, fictional, feel-good stories about Dave and his family. We're excited to welcome you back to the warm and welcoming world of The Vinyl Cafe with our new podcast, Backstage at The Vinyl Cafe. Each week, we'll share two hilarious stories by Stuart, and for the first time ever, I'll tell you what it was like behind the scenes. Subscribe for free wherever you get your podcasts.
Panel, it is time for some international news. A Spanish woman recently broke a world record for doing something 500 days in a row. What did this remarkable woman do for 500 days straight that made headlines across the globe?
She ate keto and didn't say a damn thing about it.
Incorrect.
She avoided discovery in the longest hide-and-seek game the country has ever seen.
I would give Eric the point for that because she stayed in a cave. 500 days in a cave. The Guardian headline reads, Spanish woman emerges after spending 500 days living alone in a cave.
Heaven.
Beatrice Flamini, a 50-year-old mountaineer, entered the cave on November 20th, 2021. Going into the cave alone was part of an experiment. To study what?
The new once-a-year Axe body spray.
That is a good guess. Jen.
There was no study. She just needed a break.
They say she was there to study the effects of isolation on the body and mind.
Mm.
I wonder
COVID-19.
If there's... I was going to say, I can't think of any other way to study isolation, the effects of isolation in 2021.
Yeah, they told her it was only going to be 2 weeks. 500 days later.
Flamini insisted that she didn't even want to be contacted by the outside world under any circumstances. Even, she said, in the event of what?
That the Toronto Maple Leafs won the Stanley Cup.
It's like, I don't want to know about it. My heart has been broken too many times. Good guess. Even in the event of what, Jen?
The Succession finale.
She said, don't contact me, even if there is a death in the family.
Oh, that's hardcore.
Yeah.
Throughout the experiment, she was monitored by scientists. Her food was lowered down to her, and her waist was hauled back up. Begging the question... How many poops can one take in a cave before it becomes unsafe? Or to put it another way, how many dumps can a caveman take if a caveman wants to be safe?
That is such an interesting question. And you seldom are asked how many poops.
Yeah.
I would think that it depends on the size of the cave, depends on the size of the opening to the cave, depends on how efficient your bowels are.
Craig, how many poops?
The way I do it, one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Five poops, Gav.
You're correct for the point, Jan Caruana.
Monday to Friday. It's a working man's poop.
Yes, they hauled it away every five poops. According to The Guardian, when Flamini's support team finally went down to retrieve her, she said, no way. Why didn't she want to leave?
Because no one was asking her where the good mustard was. And when she said it was in the door of the fridge and they said, I can't find it. Then she got up to look and they said, oh, wait, I found it. No one was doing that to her in the cave, Gavin. She wanted to stay down there.
Hard week, Jen? Eric, why did she say she did not want to leave?
Because I'm still sulking. There are just some things that are said that take longer to get over than others. And I'm not quite finished after 500 days, was it?
Yeah.
That is a long time. What an amazing story, eh?
She said she didn't want to leave because she hadn't finished her book.
That's so good.
She became an avid reader down in the cave, reading almost 60 books. In addition to reading, how else did she pass the time in the cave?
Cave painting.
Yes, you are correct. What? Painting is one of them.
You are on fire.
Painting was one of them. Any other guesses?
She exercised.
She exercised.
She was an extreme sports athlete. I mean, she was in incredible shape. And another thing she said, which I think she says, I was happy to be with myself. I quite like myself. I wouldn't have lasted 10 minutes. maybe 5 minutes before I got
there. You'd have been like Eric Peterson Smeagol in there, being like, Eric Hasler from Nobody Likes Eric.
Exactly.
Five poopses.
It's five.
Five poopses.
Take them up. Take them up.
Exactly.
After 500 days, Flamini emerged from the cave, smiling and embracing well-wishers. What do you think were her first words when she reached the surface?
Hice pinturas repestres con mis heces. Which means I made cave paintings with my own feces.
She actually said her first words were, who's buying the beer?
Good for her.
What world events do you think she was most shocked to learn about that she missed in the last 500 days?
There's so many, because this kind of predates the war in Ukraine, but probably J-Lo and Ben Affleck getting back together.
Nobody saw that coming.
They what? Why didn't someone call me?
Jan will get a point for the war in Ukraine.
Oh, wow.
That was one of the big ones. Also, the death of Queen Elizabeth.
Of course, the death of Queen Elizabeth. Big shock. Must have rocked her. She must
have
been
out of sight, out of mind. Eh?
This week on the panel, one person's following the NHL playoffs and two are not. It's Jan Caruana, Craig Lauzon, and Puck Bunny Eric Peterson.
Oh, my God, you too. It was a wonderful dancing
I
going
wore the
on
perfect shirt for that
I
song.
I did wear it. It's too bad the radio audience couldn't see this kind of lovely dance routine that just happened here on stage. The studio audience got to see it, though.
Mm-hmm. Panel, get ready for a Because News fake ad. Have a listen to this pitch from a brand new bank and be ready for questions. Hey, are you over 21 in dire need of financial help? Look no further than M&T Direct. No down payment, no problem. You can open an account with us, so long as you call grandma every now and then. Our customer representatives are available 24/7 to help you transition into the basement. Just call or shout upstairs. Don't waste your time with other banks that don't care about your future. Choose M&T Direct and spend our money. Okay, for the point, you heard that commercial. What does the M&D in M&D Direct stand for?
Money in a drive. I mean, I have a bank around my house.
I think I speak Eric.
Oh, money in a drive. Yeah. I see what you mean. Money in a drive.
Yeah, I think I speak Eric when I say mom and dad.
Yes, a recent headline from the Globe and Mail reads, 9 in 10 parents are helping their adult kids financially.
That is shocking to me.
Nope, seems spot on.
I am afraid I'm not surprised either.
Wait, why aren't my parents paying my...
Ha ha, you got the one.
Oh, man. I'm like that fourth dentist who didn't recommend Crest. list.
Yeah.
Dang.
Oh, man. The results come from a survey done of Globe and Mail readers, so do take them with a grain of pink Himalayan salt. According to the survey, almost 30% of parents are helping their adult kids with what particular weekly expense?
Weed.
No.
Maybe it's a, I got you into this mess, I'll get you out, therapy. I'm there because of you, Mom.
Makes sense, Eric?
It's food and shelter.
37% say they're helping their adult kids with grocery costs. And the most common type of financial support was for rent or shelter, monthly expense. The article offers some advice for young adults struggling to buy a house or rent a place. What do you think was their sage advice?
If I've learned anything tonight, it's have rich parents. Jeez.
Parasite. And inherit.
All solid options. Incorrect, weirdly. Their advice was move back in with your parents.
Oh, man.
Panel, it's not just the adult kids that are stretched in this economy. How are the baby boomers finding the cash to support their grown kids?
They're cashing in on that Freedom 55 plan. It's like, I'm you. You're me. Yeah, and the kids are living downstairs. You're never getting to Florida. It's
like, you are correct for the point, Craig Lozon.
Oh, 2 points!
Yes, 34% of survey participants said they have used their retirement savings to support their adult children.
See what you're doing to your parents? You see?
The article states that it is worth moving back home even if your parents charge a modest amount of rent.
My parents started charging me rent at 12.
What?
Yeah. Every week, because I would babysit, and then they would take, like let's say they would take $10, and then they would say, well, you contribute to the household. So, like, that was, like, kind of room and board. But to be fair, my mom has this envelope system, and then she would put it in an envelope, and then when I graduated from university, she gave it all back to me.
Oh, that's
so that
wonderful.
Was really nice. But I thought, looking back on it now, I was like, oh, she's teaching me this, like, valuable lesson, and then... Ka-ching at the end.
Thanks, Mama.
Are you looking forward to the day when you can charge your kids rent, Craig?
Yeah. Looking forward to the day when they have jobs. Yeah, that'd be great.
Eric,
yes, Gavin.
Are you still shelling out for these kids, or are you getting something back finally?
I'm banking it in my mind that when I become totally gaga, they'll be there for me. And they'll be there for me, so anything they kind of ask for, I'm down for it. I'm ready to do it. And I know that they'll be there in the messy, messy end of, stop me, please.
I was going to say, that is an elegant way of saying, you're a sucker. Somehow we have reached the end of this week's episode of Because News. Our champion this week is... Well, I'll be. It's Eric Peterson. Congratulations, Eric. You have the honor of reading our credit.
Well deserved. Oh, my God.
I am Gavin Crawford, and as a federal worker, I'm not sure if I'm supposed to be on strike, but just to be safe, I pretty much checked out for this entire episode. So you're welcome. We'll see you next time. Why?
Because
you. Thank you so much for joining us. Give it a for Jen.
Hello, Canada. This is Eric Peterson, winner of Because News. Congratulations to my runners-up, Jan Caruana and Craig Lauzon. Because News is written and produced by Elizabeth Bowie, David Carroll, Gavin Crawford himself, Phil Lung, and Jessica Gould. This week, they had help from Miguel Rivas and John Blair. Rounding out the team, Aaron Conway, Bronwyn Page, Matthew Perrier, and our recording engineer, the handsome, the debonair, the charming, Paul Hodge.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.